Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Shir HaMa'alos, Perek 134, Kuf Lamed Dalet. With this chapter, we conclude all of the 15 chapters of Shir HaMa'alos. These chapters that were sung on the steps leading to the Ezras Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Songs of ascent that bring us high, so high, says Radak, that ultimately they will lead us home from exile, that these are themes that if we learn them, we really can finally come home. So now, on this day, before we complete our final chapter, let us quickly review these themes that we have studied together. Chapter 120, Truth. 121, an honest and true relationship with Hashem. 122, memories of our past. 123, a relationship of service with Hashem. 124, Hashem is with us in exile. 125, bitachon, trust in Hashem always and in all ways. 126, a clear and vivid image of our dream come true when Mashiach finally comes. 127, we are responsible for our efforts and not results, whether this is about day-to-day challenges or the greatest challenge of all, child rearing. 128, the beauty of family. 129, Hashem's care for us through it all. 130, Teshuva. 131, Humility. 132, Dreams. 133, Love. And now finally, 134, the power of our actions. Radak speaks of 134 as a continuation of 133 and a response to it. When we see Hashem's blessing us with so much goodness, as David HaMelech declares in chapter 133, it is appropriate to respond with blessing and praise. And so in verse 1, Shir HaMa'alos, Hinei Baruch Hu Es Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem, Ha'omdim Beveis Hashem Balelos, a song of ascents, behold, all you servants of Hashem who stand in the house of Hashem at nights, you shall bless Hashem. This refers especially to the great ones who rise in the middle of the night to make their way to the houses of Hashem and praise Him beginning then. It is also a reference to the service of the Kohanim, the priests. And since this is the last of the chapters of Shir HaMa'alos, perhaps a prayer for the restoration of their service. And in keeping with the Kohanim theme, Radak explains the next two verses, as a reference to the special priestly blessing, Su'u yedechem kodesh uvarchu es Hashem. Raise your hands in the holy place, in the Beis HaMikdash, and bless Hashem. And the final verse, Yivarechecha Hashem mitzion, osei shamayim va'aretz. May Hashem, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Again, a reference to the beautiful blessing of the priests that we experience even in exile. Radak offers another explanation, however, that this refers to all who pray to Hashem, that raising of the hands always refers to prayer. Rav Hirsch also explains these words that way, and in fact adds that when we raise our hands to Hashem, we are emphasizing our hand's emptiness and begging to Hashem to fill it, and that we need to know that the bracha will ultimately come and come from Hashem, and come from Tzion. In the first verse of this chapter, Rav Hirsch notes the word balelos, at night, and says that this indicates that we are talking specifically about us Jews who must serve Hashem at night, in exile, far from home, and perhaps feeling far from Him. To us, Tehillim gives instruction and guidance. Ha'omdim beveis Hashem balelos, Wherever you find yourself in this exile, in all the four corners of the world, you will build houses of Hashem. And you need to know that they are houses of Hashem. And as Hashem promised us, wherever we will build, Hashem will come. And so don't underestimate the power, the holiness of these shuls, these houses of Hashem, these synagogues, and serve Hashem there, and talk to Hashem there. And also remember that Tzu Yideichem Kodesh, that just as the houses are holy, you are holy. And that this is why Hashem wants to be with us, even in exile. And finally, Malbim. Malbim introduces his commentary of this chapter with a claim that here in this tiny chapter, we are exposed to a huge cornerstone principle of faith that every Jew must know. This is a concept discussed at length by many Jewish philosophers and commentators, but is connected to our chapter by Malbim. And that is, Baruchu Es Hashem, bless Hashem. As Jews, we need to know that we have the power to, quote unquote, bless Hashem. That the way Hashem set up his world is that actions that we do down here, mitzvos, good deeds, trigger bracha, blessing, in the upper world, which then descends to us. As we mentioned in an earlier chapter, Hashem did invest us humans with this power, and we must respect it and use it. When we bless, we say make a bracha. And the Malbim here explains that this is exactly what we are doing. Su'u yideichem kodesh, raise your hands of holiness, uvarchu es Hashem, and bless Hashem. It's literal. Raise your hands. The Malbim says the imagery here is just as when someone blesses another. They raise their hand over the one they are blessing. Here we are told, raise your hand towards the one who is Kodesh. Raise your hand towards Hashem, for you will bless Hashem. Through your efforts, you can make a bracha. You can bring down a blessing to this world. We have so many needs. We have so many that we worry about and feel powerless to help. Tehillim reminds us that there is so much that we can do. Our deeds have power and will, in fact, bring the Yivarechacha Hashem Mitzion, Osei Shamayim Va'aretz. Then indeed, Hashem, the maker of Shamayim and Aretz, heaven and earth, will bless all of us from Zion. Before I end, I want to thank you for the beautiful opportunity of learning together the beautiful chapters of Shir HaMalos. Preparing them has been a true chizuk, encouragement for me during this year, and I truly felt that they helped me personally feel ma'alos, a feeling of ascent. It has been a privilege. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.